Juno Afternoon, I'm Andy Klein, and what better way to remember Romeo, Juno's most famous wolf, than to have a cross-country ski race on a trail. There were a lot of people, and I got to see Romeo on this trail, connected with him. Joining us now is Jordan Tanguay from the Juno Nordic Ski Club, and she's a board member and ski team coach and coordinator. Jordan, thanks so much for joining us. This sounds like a really cool event.
Thanks so much for having me. Yes, we think so, and we're very excited for it.
Yeah, so tell me just a little bit. Obviously, the inspiration was Romeo, but how are you going to make this event especially in a way that especially remembers Romeo?
Yeah, so this event is just part of a huge compilation of really awesome coordination with the Orpheus Project this year. We communicated and wanted to really show who Romeo was and get his name out there and remember him and have fun doing so. So in coordination with that, we are hosting a Romeo Trot, which is going to be right along the same trails that Romeo once roamed, right near the campground and the Menin Hall Lake. And this race is happening right after Nick's interview that you just had. He just talked all about what's happening tonight.
Right.
That's sort of going to leeway into tomorrow's event. And that's going to be tomorrow, February 12th, at the Menin Hall Campground. You can find signs to our starting line, which is going to be right where they park the grooming equipment. But this is going to be a fun community event for everyone to come out. Registration opens up at 9 o'clock, and you can get a Romeo styled bib to wear while you race.
And sounds
then
good.
The race, yeah, and it's a cool little memorabilia. You can put it up on your wall when you get done. But the race itself is going to start at 10 o'clock. And in coordination with the Juno Nordic ski team, the high school and middle school and little guys are going to be making a presence as well. So it's a come one, come all event. We're going to be making our way around the campground loop because unfortunately the lake is not safe to ski on right now at this point in the winter. But we hope that between the ski club and the Orpheus Project, we'll hope to say a couple words about Romeo too and just answer any questions and almost have it as an educational event too.
Well, that's really cool. It seems like such a great, fun, maybe first race for a lot of really little tots or for young kids. I think that, you know, Nordic skiing is such a great lifelong activity to get into. And it's so fun to think about kids, their first race, maybe getting to do one that's all about Romeo.
Yeah. And it's really fun to talk to people about who Romeo is and to see all the books that are published on it. It's just a fascinating time and fascinating resource that we all have at our fingertips. And to get the kids out there moving, getting some miles under them, and then having a good time doing it and learning about something, what could be better?
I remember the first time I heard Romeo. I didn't see him this time, but I was trying ski joring with my dog at the time, who was not that good at that, actually. She was a little she was a little wild. But, I was around that track, and I heard howling happening. And, it was such an amazing, magical time. And an amazing thing, as Nick was just talking about, it was such a unique thing. And great that you're commemorating it. And it sounds like a really awesome event, and I'm sure lots of people are going to show up for it. And is it something you feel like is going to be continued in the future? It sure seems like a great thing to just keep doing.
Oh, certainly. Yeah, and this race, it's all about getting more people on skis, and then the Orpheus Project is all about making people aware and knowledgeable. And so I think this is just going to be able to continue to grow year after year and really set its foot into a lot of the other Juno Nordic ski clubs of events that we have every year. We've had several different events such as the Communiski and some different ski clinics. And so this will hopefully just add to make our winters more fun.
Yeah, it should. So let's see. It's tomorrow at 11 a.m. Is that when people should show up, or when should people show up?
So, yeah, the details here, you can show up between 9 and 10 o'clock in the morning, and you can write your name down, grab a fancy bib to put on, and then at 10 o'clock, the race is going to start, and you can make your way around. There will be a shorter version for folks who are just willing to do a nice short trot or a longer trot, which will be 2 laps around the campground, and then after that, we will finish up with some awards and potentially some snacks. And then you can be on your way.
Well, speaking of snacks, we're going to be talking to a big booster from the Juneau Nordic Ski Club, but that's not why he's joining us. Mark Wheeler is going to be talking to us about some delicious ice cream. But thanks so much, Jordan Tanguay from the Juneau Nordic Ski Club. This sounds like a great event happening tomorrow, the Romeo Trot. It starts at 11, but if you want to go and register and get there and get a bib, you can go between 9 and 10. And all welcome, all ages, all abilities, welcome to go join the trot tomorrow in honor of Romeo the Wolf. Jordan, thanks so much.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Okay.